This is an interview at an oral history project on Calhoun, South Carolina. The interview is taking place on the afternoon of August 28, 1988, in Clemson, South Carolina, at the home of the interviewees. There are three people here, so let me start in turn and ask your name.
Jack.
Jack.
Findlay.
And what is your age?
I'm 66.
And?
Claude Findlay. 662.
Ray Finley, 64.
And I believe you three say you've lived in the same house all of your life.
That's right.
How old is the house?
It was 1970 when they, Mom and Dad would be about there. So I'd be about 70
years old.
And that should make your house one of the older ones in the neighborhood, shouldn't it?
Pretty well. The base of you around older than me.
Let's talk a little bit about your parents first. What were their names?
Dad's name was George Finley. Mother's name was Margaret Finley.
Do you know what her name was?
Margaret. Tom.
And do you know when they were born?
Mama was born in 1890. Mama was born in 1891.
And you know when they were married?
They were married in 1914.
Were they from this area?
Yeah, Dad lived here all his life. Mother lived in Anderson County.
Was your father born in Calhoun?
No, I think he was born in Central. They moved here, that's right.
Did they move to Calhoun when they got married?
That's right.
Do you have any idea where they would live for about 3 years then, from the time they were married to they built this house?
Yeah, they lived in the granddad's, great-granddad, I guess, store there in the top part of it. Yeah. They lived in there about 2 or 3 years. The two girls was born there. Both of them was born there before they built and moved out here. Yeah.
Did they have the entire upstairs of the Smith store?
No, they just had two rooms.
Have any idea who else lived up there?
Uncle Bill Gordon had two rooms up there at the time. That was my daddy's sister. Bell Gordon, they had two rooms up there at that time.
This is a most unlikely question, but you have any idea how much they may have paid for rent?
Be guessing then, but I don't imagine it was $1 or $2 a month, something like that. I've heard them say, but I don't remember, but it was
$2 or $3 or something like that.
I heard Papa say he didn't get over $10 or $12 a month, wasn't it, back in, and they'd buy the groceries and still have money left over.
That was good.
Pay the rent. Rent wasn't but $1 or $2 or something like that a month. It fed little.
Did your mother do the family cooking then, or did she take meals with Mrs. Smith?
She cooked. She did her own house cooking. As she got married, they lived in that store. And after they were married,
about $30 because I don't know, it's so far back, I just figured it about like that.
What kind of work did he do?
He worked for Captain Cranksdale, run the delivery over there, and he had farms, and Papa overseed all the farms and everything, tend to the hands and see if they done the job right. That's what he.
What was Captain Cranksdale's main business?
had the delivery business there. He kept horses and mules there. He had farms and he run a taxi service and sold ice and
boom people.
And boom.
All cold for the college. I mean, they get all the college.
So he did all sorts of things.
Yeah.
His delivery service was right in downtown Clemson, wasn't it?
Well, that's what they call it, but it was actually Calhoun.
How far did Calhoun extend?
Ever since I remember it, Calhoun was went to the center road over yonder.
Old Seneca Highway.
Old Seneca Highway back to Hope Long's store up there. And there it went right straight up where Elsie lived there, right up by McCollum's house there. Went straight up through there. That was all in the town of Calhoun. On the other side of that, all that was Clemson University, Clemson College back then.
So it wasn't just this area to the north of the railroad tracks?
A lot of folks don't realize that. They think the town of Calhoun was just on this side of the railroad track.
Where was the Kingscale Farms?
He had them all around. He had a lot of them, owned a whole lot of land back up towards the chicken yard, where the old chicken yard was.
Where was that?
Up Pendleton Highway.
Behind the National Guard and Army Reserve, isn't that? He owned it.
He had three or four farms up there, and he had another one owned up just about a mile or two up. Well, that's joining them others up there. He didn't raise it to sell that away when he planted those bottoms and the corn and everything. He'd keep it to feed his mules and livestock with.
But he'd sell some of it because he'd grow more and he'd get new and want to do with. But he sold a lot of it.
Right there.
Yeah, I know he did.
You said your father supervised the farms. About how many people worked for him?
He had a partner, Frank Clankscale, and the crowd. things would get pretty tough and all, he'd work somewhere else. And most of the time, after they got started, he worked for the state, didn't he, Ray?
Are you related?
spell a name like we do. We're related, F-E-N-D-L-E-Y. Some have said it different ways. If they related to us, I don't know it.
Well, that probably rules out then the Episcopal minister who was here about the time your parents moved here, Reverend Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, who left from here to go to Columbia. So you probably were not related to him.
I don't think so.
You said your parents had this house built about 1917. Do you have any idea who they had built it for them?
Bennyfield was the fellow's name.
From where? Here?
Undoubtedly, he must have lived around here somewhere, but I remember Papa. He had to go off, carry the boys off on the trip, and he told them where the lot was, and they come out here and built a little old house. He was gone about a week, and they had it built by the time he got back.
Quick work.
Yeah.
Your parents tell them what kind of house they wanted or designed, or they just accepted
it? He just told them. He just built it like he wanted to.
Just four on the house.
When it was first built, was there indoor plumbing?
No.
Do you have any idea when you got that?
There wasn't many places that had plumbing when we got ours in. The hotel out there, I think it. They had might have had plumbing, but
I think it was about 38, 39 that they
run
the water line
from Pennsylvania. Yeah, somewhere along
that's
in that
we got indoor plumbing.
What about electricity?
Well, we had it several years before that. The first thing that they run the lines through again, we got electricity yet.
When would that have been, about 1930?
I was
8 years
old.
When they put them in, we were just a little young, and we'd turn the light on and off, play with them.
New toy to play with.
Yeah.
What about telephones? Remember when you first got telephone service over here?
Telephone service was here a long time before we had a telephone.
Dad never would let us. We wanted to put one in a long time before we did, but where he worked over there, they'd be calling him all the time. Somebody would be calling him over there wanting to come do this and that and other, and he would never let us put a pole in for a long time.
You're saying that Captain Klingscale's had a phone, but apparently phone service was a lot later coming up this side of the railroad tracks. People over there got it indirectly through his phone.
Yeah, that was just switchboard over there, but
Mr.
Fox had a phone
over
there.
Yeah, he had a phone. Yeah, they had a phone at the depot up there. Always did have a phone up there, as I recollect.
One more question about this immediate area, and then let's talk about the depot. Do you remember when there were first paved streets by your house?
Yeah, I can remember it, but I don't know where I can remember the date or not. Let's see. It must have been back in PW labor, wasn't it? I can remember when they used wagons to bring the topsoil and put it on the road. They just had two befores at the bottom of it, and they'd left the two befores up in the topsoil and go in the street, and they scraped them with old-time scrape with the mules pulling it, about six to eight mules pulling it. It scraped the road, but it isn't back in PWA time when they blacktopped it, right?
WPA,
what are you talking about? Yeah, WPA.
Did that blacktopping come on both sides of your house then?
Let's see. I don't know where these streets over here were. I don't think they were blacktopped. Last I got out of service, was it?
Mrs. Crawford, when he hit mayor, he put blacktop down.
Sawing gravel. Street.
Might have been Charlie, I don't know. might have put the team. I've been the first one.
One more question about the roads. You said they used to run quite differently. If you were leaving Clemson College, what route did the road used to take coming over this way?
Come by the old, where the school life was, went down below that, down there and crossed the branch and went right back up by the churches, that
Baptist
Church.
Okay, so that's going in that direction. When you came from Clemson, was there an underpass as far back as you can recall?
It always been an underpass.
And you came under the underpass?
Yes, sir.
And then how would you go to get to 6 Mile?
Just like he told you a while ago. Go up by Bogley Store and then go up to Smith's Hotel and come back out this street around here and go out by the Hal Boggs house down here and cross back that way and go around up by Mamie Crawford. And that's the way you went there.
And the Hal Boggs house is on what is now Mountain View Trail.
I believe that's the name.
And Mamie Crawford's is down on the old 6 Mile Road, so we've been doing a lot of zigzagging.
Yeah, right.
It was like a snake. It's built for wagons, I guess, back then, and it didn't have many automobiles.
And that was, of course, all unpaved back then, too.
There wasn't paved.
And it's a dirt road.
Let's talk
There wasn't many cars back then, I guess. But the French girl had, I guess, one of the first automobiles that come to Clemson over here, and that's Papa. We had a picture of Papa with Captain Crank getting all of them in the car. But I looked for it the other day and it's got misplaced somewhere, and I was going to get it out where you could see it, but I can't find it.
Well, if you come up with any of the old photographs, I'd like to see them.
That's Captain Crank Gill was in there, and Jake Crowther and his wife, Oklahoma's wife, and Dad was sitting up.
Right in front of the old river station. Right on the road, Main Street.
And these people.
One more question about the city services. Did you ever have any street lights in California when you were younger?
No,
when those came in?
They hadn't been too long, about 4 or 5 years, something like that. Now, if any of those people were living there, they could give you a lot of information. That was a town team back when my dad was in his early 20s. We lived it right down who they were, and we don't know who all of them are, but there's a lot of them there. We do know who they are.
So this is no town, what, baseball team?
Baseball team. The Goodman. We got the Goodman right in my dad's picture right there.
Okay, your father is seated in the center of the photograph.
Yeah, And that's Doc Crawford. He used to work on Norman Ball. He was a clerk.
Doc Crawford is bottom right.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I guess his son is named James. Somebody called him Doc or Mr. Crawford. I guess his name was James.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine. And, let's see. Where's the Goodmans at? Goodman and the Gardens is on there, and I can't. They might.
Clint Taylor, he's on there. That's
one of them. I believe that's his picture right there.
What was his name, Clint?
Clint Taylor.
What did he do?
Well, he used to run a shoe shop way back in his early days, and he had a...
What kind of shop?
Shoe shop. Cobbler. And then he had milk cows for sold milk for, you know, daily business. And the lady is, he worked at the post office over in Clemson. Tied him over there. I used to know a good many of them men, but I can't recall them now. The McHugh is on there. I believe this is some of the McHugh boys, you know, this and that. Beatty and, what's the other name? Bud McHugh and them sons. The old family.
The only one I know is, I
Jack Goodman might know some of them on that. He probably knows the Goodmans in the garden.
But all those people, I think all of them are gone now or passed away. That's an old picture there.
It sure is. And there's no way to tell where they were, is it?
And I tell who they are, all of them. You can't identify them. The only way that you could ever identify them is somebody else on that team had a picture, and like Papa had a picture, and it had all the names on it. That's the only way I believe you could ever find out who they were. But they had a town team, man, they played baseball.
And there seem to be about 19 people in the photograph, and a couple of the boys are, I guess, only about 8 or 10, aren't
they? Yeah, this young boy.
The oldest ones are probably about 30.
Yeah, somewhere along there. There's this Mr. Taylor, I guess he's nearly 30 or long in there. We never did write down the names on the back, and you know, when Papa was living and all, he knew every one of them, you see. We never did write down, you know, who's who on it, and we just lost it, didn't we?
Well, I think I know somebody who might could help us identify some of them.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
One of the last things we were talking about